Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show.
Recording in progress.
There goes the video. Never starts at the same time. All right. What's up, Julio?
What up?
I'm not calling out the date and the date anymore. Fuck that.
Why?
I don't know. I think it alienates people. I've always said it just because of Alex Jones. Alex Jones always says, "It is April 11th, 2025. 80 days since the election of Donald J. Trump." Nah, man, I'm not calling out the date anymore. Fuck it.
That's funny. It is April 11th, though, by the way.
It is. I mean, I said the correct date. If I'm going to imitate Alex Jones, I'm going to say the correct date. Okay, so we're starting a new show. All right. And so everybody, all you listeners know that I've been talking about the Bible and stuff a lot lately because I had a sort of a divine intervention in my life. But this show and that show they just don't mix. And I'll tell you when it really hit me was last week. I just got done talking about the Bible, and Julio brought up a lady sticking a mop handle in her pussy and mopping the floor, and I'm like, all right, something has to change. Right?
Yeah. That wasn't in good taste. I do apologize.
No, man. Hey, that's fine for this show, but the other show is called Angels and Demons. All right? That's going to be on a different RSS feed. And that's going to be on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And now we're going to keep doing this show. And now you can do all the perverted bullshit you want on this show, Julio. But there's no cussing on the other show. There's no... definitely no women inserting things into their vagina and doing household chores. We can't have that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Right. But I just. So that's our next venture, man. This show might die, actually. Like, this show might die, and then we will be resurrected with the other show.
I like that.
We'll see. But I am drinking. We just got out of Bible study. And so now me and my wife are getting baptized. I shouldn't even be talking about it on this show. We should save it for Sunday.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we should.
But it came up, and so everybody's like, "What happened? What happened?" I said, "I was praying. I've been praying for years, and one day I just said, 'Hey, why aren't you answering me?'" And then later on that day, I'm listening to a podcast, and they were talking about worshiping false idols, and I can guarantee that this was not like my subconscious, because in my subconscious, worshiping false idols is like, you know, like a golden calf or like Buddha, you know, something, some other god. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm not, I don't get into any of that new age stuff. You know, I'm just, I pray every day. And something hit me, just said beer. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see. And I was talking to my pastor about it. She's like, yeah, anything you put above God is a false idol. So I said, all right. Well, I was talking about with the pastor about it later on after I already quit. But after that happened, I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop for a few days and see what happens if I hear anything back. And, you know, I always pray for you. I pray for both of us. I'm like, you know, guide our words with the podcast. Help us to control our drinking. I always say help us to control our drinking. But for about a week there, I was like, you know, thank you for helping me to stop drinking. And then one day I just slipped up. And I'm like, you know, help us to control our drinking. And then I'm like, wait, I already stopped drinking. And I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. And then something in my mind said, there's only one way to find out. You think that was God or me?
I don't know, dude. I
think God has a sense of humor with me. Because I stopped for a while. I drank last weekend. I stopped all this week. And tonight was the first night I drank. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think we talked about it, that there's so many things that cannot just be coincidences. They can't be, you know, like the planets aligning themselves, you know, like it has to be God.
Dude, it's a fucking miracle. Every time I've tried to quit in my life, it's been 30 plus years. And especially if I start drinking again, it's like I'm boom. I'm right back where I was before I stopped. But now it's like, and it's like me and you were texting. I'm like, I also feel this weight on my back. Like, well, I got this help for the first time in my life, and I don't want to let him down. You know what I'm saying? So, like, come Sunday, I mean, we're going to Akron Sunday because we're getting my dad a gift for his birthday. His birthday was Tuesday, but obviously I can't go in the middle of the work week. But, yeah, man, it's a fucking miracle. But I do want to share this clip real quick. It's Alex Jones. It's fucking hilarious, Julio. He starts doing like a demon voice. This guy is a national treasure.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people.
Hey, I watched that like fucking five times before we started recording. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little, buzzed from not kicking it all week. I don't know, but I thought that was fucking hilarious. But what do you got?
One of my favorite Alex Jones moments was when he was on Joe Rogan and he was talking about how they Planned Parenthood like kills the babies like intent, you know, like they kill them.
Yeah.
But sometimes though there was a controversy where they were taking the children alive. No, wait. Oh no. Well, he ends up saying something along the lines like, "We keep the baby comfortable." Did you ever hear that one?
Well, yeah, they use them for organ harvesting and all kinds of shit. And
but it's just the voice that he did for
it. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. But he's not lying. You know?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
All right.
So have you heard about this new, you know how we talked about this? Remember I told you a story about Amazon, one of the Ring cameras? A package delivery guy was delivering to this house, and he thought he heard a racial slur coming from the camera. So he reported to Amazon, and then the homeowner got home, and he got locked out of his house. Like, that Ring camera locked him out.
Okay.
And so he called, and they said it was because of that racial slur. And he's like, there is no racial slur. And so he was able to prove it and whatever. But my point when I told that story was, like, the convenience of being able to, like, unlock your house with, you know, like, the touch of a button or something. You know, all those little conveniences actually steal something away from you.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
So now they're coming out with a Ring camera show. Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
So if you have a Ring camera, you do not own that footage. It belongs to Amazon. It belongs to Ring. So check this out. I'm going to play it right now.
Doesn't it seem a little weird that Ring cameras, the same company that's owned by Amazon that makes smart doorbells and smart home cameras, is using the footage from those cameras to make an entire show? MGM Television, which is also owned by Amazon, just announced that the show is going to be called Ring Nation. It's going to be hosted by Wanda Sykes, and it's coming out in 2 weeks. Oh, and fun footnote, Ring currently has partnerships with more than 1,800 or 1 in 10 police and sheriff departments around the U.S. Doesn't it...
Well,
do you have one of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ring one?
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't get one of those.
I had a generic one from Harbor Freight, and that did the work. That did the job just fine, but
it was probably reporting back to China.
Yeah, you're right about that. But it's funny you bring up Amazon because I had something marked down here. Amazon is rolling out cameras in its warehouses that issue an alert when workers aren't properly following social distancing guidelines. So they're not allowed to be close enough to talk to each other, basically.
That's what it is.
Refers to it as distance assistance. Provide employees with real-time feedback on social distancing as they walk through a warehouse. They're attributing to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A camera is hooked up to a 50-inch monitor and a local computing device, which is equipped with software developed by Amazon. The software uses machine learning models to differentiate humans from their surroundings, as well as depth sensors to measure the approximate distance between workers. As employees walk past the camera, circles overlaid on the monitor indicate whether they're maintaining proper distancing. If an employee is following the rules, the circle appears green, and if they're too close to one another, the circle flashes red. It's unclear if Amazon will take further action once an employee is flagged as violating distancing rules. Well, you know what that means. They are. Right?
So how old is this article?
Let me take a look. Oh, shit. That's 5 years old.
Yeah. So if you go back to one of our earlier episodes, I talked about this very thing at Amazon because I took on a job there.
Yeah.
Like just right after the pandemic, and they had those 50-inch monitors, and you would see yourself on there, and it would tell you if you were too close to somebody. Yeah. Dude, they really go for making anybody be able to work there a thing. Like they remove like all these things for you, so all you have to do is just show up and do the movements, you know.
Yeah,
you got to think. But yeah, they were already employing this back in, like, I think it was maybe 5 years ago, 2019, I was going to say, when I was there. And they even angled the toilets. You know how, like, you like to take a nice long shit at work on the clock?
Right.
They angled the toilets so that you're uncomfortable. They're not flat. They're, like, at an angle. Yeah.
Wow, that's weird, dude.
Just slightly. But it's noticeable. Like, if you're there long term, you're like, this is weird. Like, yeah. They do a good job of thinking about shit like that, you know, that people milk the clock on and everything. And I would dare say that their plumbing system is way more capable than any other plumbing system I've ever seen anywhere else, because bathrooms do not clog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Takes a lot of work to clog them up. So, you know, like, they're all about efficiency. They don't want you wasting your time in the bathroom, so they make it uncomfortable so you get the hell out of there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, now, I know Terrence Howard is not your favorite.
Nope.
I don't know if it's just because he's black or something else.
Why would that even be a thing?
Oh, you don't like Jews or blacks. Everybody knows that, Julio. But I got a clip.
All right.
I'm pretty sure you've already heard this one. How he came out about Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
No. Puffy invited me for weeks, asking me to come and teach him how to, you know, wanted me to be his acting coach for a while. Go there, and he's sitting around just looking. I'm like, okay, what's the material you want to work on? He's just looking at me. Then next thing you know, okay, hey, will you help me? I want to hear your music, so I come over there and I play the music. And sitting there, just looking at me. I was waiting. Okay. So then my assistant was like, you know, he wants to hang out with you next week. And I was like, for what? He's like, I think he's trying to fuck you. That's what my said. I was like, oh, okay. Now I get it. So now no more communication. Now you know to be hands off with somebody. A number of producers come in to make the approach. And you threaten to punch them in the mouth. Or threaten to knock their head off for talking to you like, or looking at you like you're a woman. You know, when you approach a real man about his masculinity, you're going to get a real reaction back. It's a difference when a guy walks in a room and when a man walks into a room. And a man don't take the same things that a guy will accept. So always be the man in the room. And that's always been my whole thing, and have lost businesses because I don't bend over in that way. I don't compromise. I don't play gay roles. I don't kiss a man. I don't do that shit, because the man card means everything.
I had no idea we're going to go this direction with the podcast. No.
Hey, well, if he's telling the truth, good for him, man. You know? But who knows?
I think I've seen, I saw a clip of Kanye. I don't know where he was, but his kids were kind of like solo.
Uh-huh.
And
you said Kanye?
Yeah. It doesn't have to do with Diddy, but like, they got approached by this random guy.
Uh-huh.
And Kanye comes and it's like, no, get the fuck away from my kids. Like, I think it goes back to Alex Jones, you know, corrupting the kids and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen other videos of Puff Daddy. Oh, with Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington completely just ignored him.
Yeah.
Like, what does Denzel know that we don't know? So it falls in line with what he's saying.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that clip also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good
shit. The only time I questioned Denzel was when he was bragging. I don't know if he was not bragging, but he was talking about it on the tabloids, that there was supposed to be like a gay kiss or a man kiss in that new Gladiator movie between him and somebody else.
Of course there was.
It didn't make it into the movie, though. So I still recommend that movie, by the way.
All right. All right, I got another clip. This is Trump. Have you seen the clip with John Rich and Trump? He's a country singer.
Than country star John Rich. But the singer recently revealed a time when he criticized the president to his face, and he got an unexpected response. John Rich was a recent guest on the Try That in a Small Town podcast, and he recounted a fascinating story of an interaction he had with President Trump, one which he criticized the president directly to his face. The situation dates back to the presidential campaign last year, when President Trump asked John Rich for his feedback about why his own fans and supporters were booing him at his own rallies. John Rich would tell him, "You're not gonna like the answer." The singer explained the question. President asked him,
"Why are people booing me at my rallies when I bring up the vaccine?" This is the question from the President of the United States.
Now, rather than being a yes man and telling the president what he wanted to hear, John Rich gave his honest assessment of the situation. He said, "Let me tell you why they're booing you. Because all of them, including me, I said, I would boo you if you brought that up, and here's why. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the last time the guy's going to invite me to anything. He's never going to call me again. I'm throwing massive shade on a former president's, in his mind, one of his biggest accomplishments. And it dawned on me, nobody had told the man what I was telling him right now, because they all work for him. They all got something to gain from him. They're not going to tell him this, because they're not serving him well. I don't work for him, and I think a lot of him. And I want him to understand the truth about it." As John Rich was explaining his problems with the vaccine, he said that Senator Lindsey Graham jumped in and cut him off. He said, Lindsey Graham bursts in, swishing his Chardonnay around, and says, "Mr. President, if you listen to conspiracy theorists like John Rich, the Democrats are going to take credit for what you did, and they're going to beat you in the next election with it." John Rich noted that President Trump didn't mandate the vaccine. He said, "Trump never mandated the vaccine. Trump said, you're all doctors, go figure out how to make this stop." And he trusted these people that we know are all a bunch of depopulationist animals. Now, despite John Rich's fears that he would never hear back from the president again, it turns out it was quite the contrary. He said he's heard from him several times since that interaction. So it's clear he valued the honest and sincere feedback. Let us know what you think down in the...
That's cool.
Yeah, that was kind of a shitty clip because the clip that I heard, it was all John Rich talking instead of somebody else speaking for him. But it was all the same shit that he said. It was all true. So, yeah, the funny part was when he said, yeah, people were booing you because nobody trusts the CDC, the WHO, the NIH. Nobody trusts any of those people. And Trump was just like, "That's amazing. Unbelievable." Like, he didn't know, you know?
"This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard, and I know."
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But,
well, I mean, I think to be successful in business, you have to get, you know, like, seek advice like that.
Right.
You know, like, your ship will sink if all you do is just follow the, you know, like, the yes people.
Right. Yeah, that's where we're at, man. Apparently.
Yeah, man. So did you ever look into the Brigitte Macron thing? No. Well,
we can talk about it.
Nah, it's all the same bullshit, but you know, they could end that whole debate with one simple picture, you know, and they can't, and they're suing Candace. It's amazing how far they're going to like protect this shit, but more is going to be coming out of that apparently Candace was saying on one of her episodes. But now she was talking about Hollywood. You know Hugh Jackman, right? Like Wolverine?
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool.
Uh-huh.
So Ryan Reynolds is married to this lady named Blake Lively. Hugh Jackman was married to a woman for a long time. And he was actually seen as somebody in Hollywood that, you know, got famous and actually stuck it out with the person he met before he was famous.
Okay.
Which is very cool. But he recently, not recently, but he got divorced. And now there's a rumor that him and Blake, and not Blake, but Ryan Reynolds are closeted homosexuals.
Oh, come on, man.
Dude, it makes sense. Look into it. There's a lot of bro moments that happen that are not typical bros. Like, we, you know, like, I don't, we, yeah, no. And then Ryan Reynolds always goes out of his way on some of his media posts about, you know, like if I approached you the way he approaches other bros, you would call me gay. I mean, you already do anyways, but.
Yeah, I do. But just joking really around.
Funny. Yeah. But it's funny because I would have never imagined. And then she's also talking about Justin Bieber. I don't really listen to much Justin Bieber, but it's really funny. So Justin Bieber was a child, you know, child prodigy. Singing since like very little, plays all these instruments. So he became successful, rose to fame, and then he got married, you know, starting a family, actually found Jesus, and guess what now? Now they're trying to take him down.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit the satanic agenda, does it?
Yeah. Same thing with Kanye. Think about it. He got married to Kim, unfortunately, had kids, you know, started raising a family, found God, and then what, they institutionalized him. You know, he got that text from his trainer, fitness trainer, saying, hey, if you don't stop saying these things, I'm going to put you back, you know, back in the hospital and give you medicines.
Right. Yeah, the play, yeah. What did it say, the play dates with your kids will never be the same?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the same thing.
That's
was
fucked up.
Same shit was happening with Michael Jackson. Do you know that Michael Jackson died winning all of his court cases?
Well, no, I never even.
Yeah, that's not in the news.
Right. Of course it isn't.
Instead, it's just, you know, he was a pedophile. You know, he was doing all these things. And guess who took Michael Jackson down? The Jews. I'm dead serious.
Oh, boy.
Candace Owens talks about this. Dude, she did this whole breakdown. She's like, this is the real Michael Jackson story. And it all starts with a Jewish dentist who used truth serum on his own child to get him to say what he needed to say to get that whole trial started. Dude, it's insane. We don't have enough time. Like, Candace does such a great job of, like, you know, like, putting it all together. I really do recommend people go and listen to her stuff. It really does make you question a lot of things. I didn't know that about Michael Jackson. I know a lot of people that would say they would never want to, like, if you could have an artist come back that you could see, you know, perform one last time. Like, some people are so hardcore about not bringing Michael Jackson. And I was like, why? And they're like, because he's a child molester. And I was like, okay. But I mean, like, I don't know. It just kind of baffled me, man. Like, this shit's going on for so long, you know, and it happens. And there's so many people that would deny it, that they don't want families. They don't want us to have more children.
Right. It's depopulation. It's the satanic agenda. Again, we should be talking about this on Sunday. But I mean, it's hard because it all goes hand in hand with everything that we talk about on this show has to do with spiritual warfare, right? Almost everything. And how do you differentiate that? You know what I mean? I mean, it's hard. But hey, let me share another clip.
What joke is offending people more than any other?
I have a bit about the Ukraine people don't like.
What do you say?
I describe a scene where I see this guy Zelensky. You know, I said, I don't like him. He's ripped. He's good looking and he wants money. There's nothing worse than a good looking guy that doesn't know where to get any money. And I go, he pops up in the middle of the Grammy Awards when you're just trying to watch wet ass pussy with your children.
Yeah.
And I said, you call them into the room and you bring out your pregnant 12-year-old and she's twerking in the living room and your other kid comes out and they're nonverbal and they're just in the back kind of swaying. And this guy from a country you've never heard of wants money. And I go, Vladimir Putin's maybe not a great guy, but so far he's asked me for $0.
I agree.
And, you know, some people did not like it.
What joke is offended?
Tim Dillon is the man.
Yeah, he is. I like that one. That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
He wasn't wrong.
Dude, what's up with all these planes crashing? Helicopters falling out of the sky?
You know what? I got another question.
Boca Raton, Florida.
Huh?
One fell. In Boca Raton, in Florida, an airplane fell today. And it was doing this really weird pattern all over the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who do you blame that on?
No, I don't know. I think they're hijacking, not hijacking like physically, but like hijacking with remote control, some of these things. Did you know that the helicopter that crashed into that river was one of the heads of a pharmaceutical company from Spain? I think they're trying to kill people, man.
All right, you remember when Alex Jones called out 9/11 like 4 or 5 months before it happened?
Yeah.
He said they're going to hit the World Trade Center with remote control planes. That was before they even knew what a fucking drone was. It was a fucking drone, dude.
The Germans had drones during the World War.
I'm just saying, he called it a remote control plane. It was a fucking drone.
Yeah.
Of course they found the passports, right?
Oh, of course. That survived. We all fell for it. That's the crazy part.
I didn't. Yeah, I did. I'm lying. I was like 30. Maybe less than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole story, I don't know, man. But I don't get why all these planes are crashing. Like, do we have trained people flying these things anymore? like are we keeping up on the maintenance of some of these flying devices?
I think half of them are drones. Most of the drones are bigger than the actual aircrafts that people are flying in from airport to airport. Drones are big as fuck anymore. All right, here, I'm going to pause it real quick. Time for a beer run. BWERUN.
Recording stopped.
Oh, we're back.
Recording in progress.
We are back. We've returned safely from our beer run, and we're back here on recording on air.
Wow.
Thanks for waiting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
So I found I think this is the clip I listened to initially about that helicopter crash.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted to finish off wrapping that up real quick.
All right.
I did find a damn thing. All right.
What is it with CEOs and executives and catastrophes like this one? A family of five went down in a helicopter in the Hudson River in New York. Now, this guy was the global CEO of rail infrastructure at the tech company Siemens. Now, this is not a conspiracy, but I do have some questions, though. They said this crash was due to mechanical failure when the propellers came completely off. And this trip was done by tourist company New York Helicopters, and this was the sixth trip of the day. Reports also say that the pilot radioed into ground control because of low fuel, so they're going to land to get more fuel shortly after takeoff. So no inspection, no fuel, and who is that? Because that's not the pilot. Actually, the pilot was Navy SEAL veteran Sean Johnson, so we can rule out DEI on this one. Now, being that he was at Siemens, let's take a look at recent activity, shall we? Siemens boosting investments by more than $10 billion for American manufacturing jobs, software, and AI infrastructure. BlackRock increases their stake in Siemens by over 5%, giving them more voting power on the board. Interesting. I just find it funny that every executive or CEO dealing with a catastrophe in the last 6 to 8 months, BlackRock had a stake in those companies. Not to mention, just late last year, Siemens was just found guilty for wire fraud against GE and Mitsubishi. It doesn't stop there. Also late last year, Siemens pled guilty to stealing confidential competitor information and settled for $104 million. They even got sued back in 2020 and had to pony up $89 million to a city in Mississippi over water meter mismanagement. Seems to be a lot of corruption going on. So the question is, what else did he know, being that they have a long laundry list of crimes and maybe they didn't want something to get out? Now, his whole bloodline just got wiped out in this crash, so he has no successors. So what's in his will? How much stock does he have? Where does his money go now? Seems like we have more questions than answers now, but what
Julio,
do you guys think
can you
happening?
Pause it before you end it?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah, it is. It was over anyways.
That dude had a liberal haircut. I question his haircut.
Yeah. I see that now.
It's too late. You ruined my joke.
I don't get it. What is your joke?
He looked like he could be in Antifa. He had like, I don't know. He looked like somebody that might join in one of these Tesla, anti-Tesla rallies.
Yeah, he does look like that.
Now, with that being said, when I was 20 years old and broke, and I was poor for, once I got out of the Army, I mean, everybody's poor in the Army, but once I got out of the Army and started raising a family and stuff, I was poor as fuck for a good 15 years. And if somebody would have told me, hey, I'll pay you, you know, $1,000 to go protest Tesla, I probably would have done it. How hard do you think it is? And they've been pinging these cell phones now, and they're all, hey, Lily, congratulations. Heard you made the news.
He said, congratulations, heard you made the news.
Oh my God, that's what Tia said, too.
All right. Sorry for the interruption. We're congratulating Julio's kid. She was a star on the field there.
That's the sec. That's like a... I mean, it is, it's kind of like a consistent thing, but this time they actually wrote a damn article.
Right.
I was like, man, that we haven't even left like the parking lot and it's already written.
Well, at least the news did something right.
Yeah, that wasn't fake news.
Yeah.
All right.
So, that reminds me now. Okay. And you can, all right, what news channels do you trust, Julio? Tell me the most.
I think I would, honestly, I don't know, dude. I don't think any of them are trustworthy. Like, for years, dude, I used to love NPR. Like, NPR was my thing. It was like a... It was like my... I didn't even listen to podcasts. I would listen to NPR. And then...
What was the last year you listened to that, would you say?
2019.
Now, that ain't that long ago. 6 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I remember I had a friend, a coworker, this guy named Scooter.
Was his real name Scott?
Yeah.
Aw, dude. That is gay. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, right. No, listen. I got a story before it.
Right.
We'll get back to your story, but
All right.
I worked at a factory. It was basically welders and grinders. And the dude that ran the place was a fucking cheapskate, man. He was like Ebenezer Scrooge. So he started hiring people out of the halfway house. You know, people that are just got out of prison, but they don't have anywhere to live yet. And so these motherfuckers were coming in. Most of them were grinders because they didn't have any skills and shit. And this big dude comes over and he's like, "We knew they just got out of prison." And I said, "What's up, man?" I was training him. I said, "What's up?" He goes, "What's up? My name's Scott, but my friends call me Scooter." And I said, "Listen, I'm not calling you Scooter, all right?"
Yeah. I never called him Scooter to his face. I always called him Scooter when I was pissed off at him.
All right, that's better. That's better. Yeah.
but dude, at the time, so I got this job I didn't really like. And I was a pallet designer.
What?
Yeah, a pallet engineer, actually, is what I
call myself.
Listen to this. This is a cool. It was kind of cool. So this guy, like, they've been trying to find some. Like, he was the backbone of the company, and he still is, actually. But they were having a hard time finding somebody that could work well with him. And so fucking here I come. You know, like, I'm a fuck up. I'm hungover, you know, like liberal leaning or left leaning, listening to NPR, hating on Trump. And so he's completely the opposite. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, Trump supporter, lives out in the country, does tractor shows.
So, you know, Scooter, like, was basically one that influenced you.
I really do think so.
Nice. Good job, Scooter.
The funny part, though, is like I was the only person, the first person that they had found in years that he actually wanted to work with. And so when I was there, that's when I went to rehab. And when I came back, you know, like I wanted to, I asked, you know, like, "Hey, can I come back?" And they asked him, and he's like, "Fuck yeah, I want Julio back. He was the best worker I ever worked with."
Nice.
And, yeah, so.
God bless Scooter.
God bless Scooter, man. He let Lily drive a tractor at a tractor show. Like,
nice.
Cool dude. And I forget where I was going with this dude. But that's who I was. I was, like, listening to NPR at work.
Yeah, we were talking about news networks.
Yeah. He was like, why are you wasting your time listening to that garbage?"
Right.
And I was like, I didn't understand what that meant at the time. But really, right now, honestly, I would go with people, you know, like doing, you know, like podcasts.
Yeah, doing, me too.
You know, like raw shit, you know, like even if you're wrong, you know, if you bring it up, you might uncover something.
So, you don't trust Fox News?
No, I rather, I mean, I Piers Morgan, I don't trust that motherfucker.
I don't trust any of them. What about MSNBC?
No.
Do you know what MSNBC stands for?
I'm going to take a stab at it.
What?
Microsoft Network.
Yeah, that was the point, Microsoft. It's funded by fucking Bill Gates, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the bigger it is, like, the less I trust it. Like, right. Didn't Jeff Bezos, he owns, like, the Times or something, the New York Times? Wasn't he, like, purposely, like, putting out articles that were against Trump?
And of course, of course.
Trump wins, and then he's right at his side, you know, like shaking hands and being all supportive.
Yeah, but you know what, Julio? Did you see Trump pushing in Netanyahu's chair for him?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Candace also talks about Netanyahu. He's got like 5 different names.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, why does somebody have to go to that level, to that degree? And the more you look into it, these political figures all have the same shit. And it's not about protection. It's about deception.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of people from that country do change their name to sound less from that country. Why they do it, I don't know. Why do they feel compelled to not look? Because they also get rhinoplasty. They don't want to be associated with anything like that. Why is it?
Yeah, why, when they're the most protected people on the planet? Who's more protected than Jews?
Oh, that's who they are?
Who's more protected?
I don't think anybody. No, you know who?
Let's hear it.
Those that believe in Christ.
No, we're the least protected, brother.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
We're the minority.
Yeah. So, so going back to Scooter, dude. So
Scooter.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying Scooter all night. But all right. This is funny. So some shit, you know, with work related stuff. So dude, like I'm back to factory reset. You know how I always tell that like people kind of like open your eyes and you understand and like somebody different than you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you meet them and then you're like, oh, maybe these people aren't that bad. Maybe I was wrong. And then you find out that you were right to begin with. Like, right. Okay, you know, I believe that if you feel that you need to change your sex physically from what God made you, I think that you have a mental issue. I also believe that the fact that you are willing to go through that makes you selfish.
I agree, but... Nowadays, it's getting to be the parents are the ones with the mental issues.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it depends.
They want to do it for, like, views and shit. But I'm just saying, like, adults already, you know, like, you know, gone through the process or whatever. But, dude, like, I changed my views, like, 2 years ago quite wholeheartedly. And, I'm back to factory reset to what God made, you know, like I do think that these are some of the most selfish people on this planet, and they want to impose their views. You know, they want to shove it down your throat so hardcore, but they don't want to protect your views or your opinions. Yeah, they want you to shut your opinions up. But they can just do everything and anything, and it's all about empowerment, you know. Because a lot of actions that they do is, I'm trying to empower people. Fuck off, man.
Right. You ain't.
No, you ain't. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I believe that we are create like. these people shouldn't have any say in a lot of things, in our school systems, in our children's lives and everything. But at the same time, like, I don't know. You know who's the least protected category out here?
Christians.
Men. Christian men. We are the enemy to almost everybody. And you know, like, I'm also going to say, like, real men are also a threat to these people because they're jealous. They're jealous because we were born the way they wish they could have been born, I guess.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but you're never going to be 100% this or 100% that unless God made you that way.
And, I mean, right now, men are the most in society, but at one point, it's just going to be families, point blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, like, teachers.
That's what they're going for. It's a satanic agenda.
It is.
Satan hates what God created, and we continue to procreate as we're supposed to, and Satan can't stand it.
You know, like, I would even go as far as to say that straight up LGBT people fall into a different category than this other people that I'm talking about.
I know.
And it's because they didn't change their body. They didn't change their God-given body.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think it takes a certain level of fucked up in the mind to go through that. And, yeah. So I'm back to factory reset on that, man. And, yeah. I'm glad I kept it the way I did.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of Christians and religious people that go hard on gays, but the way it's been going lately, you know, with the trannies and shit pushing their bullshit. I mean, it's like, once you push so hard in one direction, it's like, okay, well, I guess the gays aren't so bad after all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least they're not trying to cut their kids' genitals off. And, well, I mean, let's face it, none of them have any kids because they can't have kids.
Yeah.
But they're trying to fucking adopt them, which is fucked up, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of hate mail for this one.
We'll blame it all on Scooter.
Yeah, it was Scooter's fault.
He made me this way. You know, he doesn't even listen or anything, but I did message him like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm like, hey man, you know, I was just updating him, and he's like, well, you know where I'm at all the time,
right?
You know, the same job. Good dude, hard worker, great family man, raising a great family. That's the kind of guy I want to be.
Right. And when I was at Bible study, so the Angels and Demons podcast has not dropped yet. Okay, but it'll drop Sunday morning. But I was trying to hurry to get done, because I thought you were going to be done at 7. And so my wife was telling people, like, he's got to hurry up because he's got to go do his podcast. And dude's like, what podcast? And I'm like, nah, I don't really want to talk about it. You know what I mean? And so I said, now we're getting ready to do a religious podcast.
That one you can listen to.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But, all right, people, We appreciate everybody who listens and follows us on YouTube and the audio and all that. Come give us a follow at Angels and Demons Podcast. We'll be putting that out Sunday morning. There won't be no cuss words. And that'll be more biblical shit. But there's going to be biblical shit on here too. So, I don't really know, man. I felt like it needed to be done. Because people don't want to hear about a woman mopping the floor with her pussy.
Yeah, I do apologize.
No, it's all right, man. Nah, we're just making it two different shows, brother. Don't worry about it.
No, I did have a listener reach out that he's like, I had to turn the podcast off.
Right. No, it was bad, dude. We didn't. That was a little bit perverted. But I get it. You were talking shit about Jews and whatever, man. That's the way it is. It's the way it goes. So we will return on Sunday morning. All right. So if anybody's got any questions or comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Souls on Instagram, YouTube. Hit us up on voicemail or text 313-583-7646 or 31 flu for Ox 6, as in the Wuhan flu from China. All right. Quick, you know what?
Joke.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Little quick joke to send you guys off. I was going to make alligator for dinner tonight. But then I came home and found out I only had a crock pot.
Another fucking dad joke. Terrible.
It's a good one. That's a gem.
All right. You know what? I'm going to share this Alex Jones clip one more time because I love it.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are...
People, please forgive me. I am so amused by that ball-headed, goofy motherfucker. I can't help it.
I was going to share this with you, but it wouldn't have looked good over a text message.
What?
The most epic hit today.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Face is loaded.
Well, it's kind of choppy. Nice.
There she is, making no money.
Congratulations, Lily.
It was cool.
Hopefully she gets a scholarship or something.
Nah, you know, so you got a scholarship to play, right? But then there's no, like, professional softball.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's right. Kind of weird. Like it's almost like a pointless pursuit, I guess. But I'm glad that she has fun doing it, and she's good at it, and got good teammates and everything.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, brother.
Yeah. But cool, man. I'm glad I got to show you that.
Yep.
And everybody else, if you guys watch.
Right. Anybody that's on YouTube.
If not, you just heard a nice crack of the bat.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All right,
thanks for taking me in late and everything, man.
Yep, no problem. So I guess that's it, man. Everybody come join us Sunday on Angels and Demons. And Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Recording stopped.